How many interesting stories begin with, "I was cleaning the garage last week." But I was cleaning the garage last weekend, and I discovered a box of precious items and drawings from many years ago. It was a time capsule of sorts of my children's early childhood. I opened the box and held up a drawing scrawled in orange marker by my youngest child, Thomas, who was at the time still learning to speak and to write. He had drawn a cross and wrote this in very funny script: "God loves you. You love us is." As I said, he was still learning to speak, and so he threw in an ES to the end of us to make it plural. God loves you. You love us, or us is. As I stood in my dusty garage, I marveled at how the divine flow of love was articulated by this young child. But it is said of the Gospel of John, this gospel is such that a toddler can wade into it and an elephant can swim. In our passage from John today, Jesus fleshes out an image of the divine flow of love with the example of the Good Shepherd. Further, he makes a distinction between the Good Shepherd and the hired hand. And this distinction is unconditional love. The hired hand's care for the sheep is conditional. The good shepherd's care for the sheep is unconditional. The commitment of the good shepherd goes all the way to the bottom, all the way to the end, and never ends. There is security in the unconditional love of God, of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Whatever life brings, you are secure in the unconditional love of God. Because of the Good Shepherd, you are, we are, part of the divine flow of love. God loves you, you love us. The dynamic of love between God the Father and Jesus spills over and incorporates and includes us. When we experience and know that commitment and security that is inherent in divine love, it flows out from our lives and incorporates others. Even in the midst of the fears and uncertainties of our lives. And we see examples of this in our church life. When a child or adult is washed in the waters of baptism, not only do they become Christ's own forever, we commit to them as well with a hearty response. We will support them. We are committed to them. When two people come here seeking God's blessing in marriage, saying, "I will," to being bound into the divine love of life of God and with their new spouse, we also make a commitment to upholding their marriage, again with a hearty, "We will." These are just two of seven sacraments in which the unconditional love of the Good Shepherd flows out and among Christ's community. Just two examples of an unlimited number of avenues of grace that create space in which we can bear one another's burdens and bear one another's mistakes and to live into resurrection every day, asking, how might we love and care for one another, centered in the unconditional love of God? as members of the divine flow of love, how might we show the heroic love of the Good Shepherd to one another? As I stood holding Thomas's drawing in my dusty hands, my husband came into the garage and announced, as he often does, "You should," fill in the blank, but this time it was, "You should have some music." And he set the portable sound system on shuffle and walked away. I returned to the drawing, to the box, and I continued my work. I'm not sure how long it was before a song caught my attention as an appropriate companion to Thomas's drawing, and now a bookend to this homily. It is a country western song performed by Tracy Lawrence. And the refrain is this: "You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car, hit the gas, get there fast. Never stop to think, what's in it for me? Or it's way too far. They just show up with their big old heart. You find out who your friends are." Jesus, the Good Shepherd, has brought us into the divine flow of love. He calls us friends and makes us friends under the banner of unconditional love. Friends, God loves you. Now go out and love all the usses in your life. Amen.